This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, December 5th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Blue Diamond sales drop, the push for unemployed flows, and Vilsack Jacob Jung head for COP28. Blue Diamond sales drop amid remarkable headwinds. Blue Diamond Growers has reported that its almond sales have dropped from $1.6 billion last year to $1.3 billion this year. CEO Kai Brockman attributed that to a perfect storm of factors, from higher input costs to inflation, almond prices, shifting consumer patterns, bad weather, and reduced crop size. Volatility is our new normal, said Brockman, adding that no challenge is insurmountable. At its annual meeting last month, the cooperative laid out a strategic growth plan that prioritizes expansions in the trillion-dollar food service industry and in international markets. It plans to diversify beyond its snack and beverage brands to plant-based yogurt, chocolate, cheeses, and other products. The choice: voluntary actions or unemployed flows. The State Water Board held yet another full-day hearing recently on updating its Bay Delta plan. One almond farmer's Freudian slip summed up agriculture's stance when he decried the board's initial proposal for unemployed flows. Dedicating 55% of the fresh water from rivers to sustaining fish populations under the unimpaired flows dynamic would result in the loss of up to 45,000 jobs. That, according to Alexandra Beering, the California Farm Bureau's water policy advocate, rural communities would bear the brunt of the losses and are less resilient to such economic impacts. Beering charged that staff grossly underestimated the impacts when they projected a loss of about 4,000 jobs. The third hearing of the plan is set for next Monday. Lawmakers criticize USDA ERP methodology. More than 60 Republican lawmakers have complained to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack about the timing of assistance from and the methodology for the 2022 Emergency Relief Program. Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas and Representative Jody Arrington of Texas led the letter to Secretary Vilsack, calling for USDA's recent announcement of more than $3 billion for ERP 22 unacceptable because it came a year after Congress approved the aid. In addition, they said, the methodology used for the 2022 ERP will negatively impact many farmers' ability to receive financing from lenders and plan for the next crop year, the lawmaker said. The letter continued, quote, based on your regulation, farmers suffering losses who would have received assistance covering more than 75% of their calculated losses in 2020 or 2021 will now be capped at closer to 10%. Farm groups also have called on Secretary Vilsack to alter the current formula. USDA had to prorate the payments because the amount of funding fell far short of the estimated uncovered losses. The ERP, quote, was once workable and effective, but has now fallen into total disrepair, Marshall said. He continued, there is no sound logic to scuttling a good program that received near universal praise from Congress and farmers for a proposal this bad. I'm glad the department paused the program. However, as long as the ERP remains in this broken condition, there is little reason to support its further extension or the fine-tune this failure. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Bill Sack, Jacobs Young, head for COP28. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack and USDA Undersecretary for Research Shavonda Jacobs Young headed to Dubai later this week for the COP28 climate conference. Their goal will be to show the U.S. is committed to meeting its pledges for reducing greenhouse gas emissions through climate smart ag practices and forestry. On Friday, Saturday, and again on Sunday, Secretary Vilsack will join senior officials from the United Arab Emirates to talk about the multinational AIM or AIM for Climate plan for using agriculture technology to reduce global carbon emissions. Vilsack's other appearances will include a forum Sunday with U.S. producers and organizations that are taking part of the Partnership for Climate Smart Commodities projects. Crop insurers blast GAO report. The crop insurance industry says the Government Accountability Office has missed the mark with a new report that calls for reducing the rate of return that companies can receive and imposing a means test on premium subsidies. In a joint statement, the American Association of Crop Insurers, the Crop Insurance and Reinsurance Bureau, and National Crop Insurance Services say the report, quote, is fraught with recommendations that would dismantle the successful public-private partnership that delivers federal crop insurance to America's hard-working farmers and ranchers. The group say the recommendations would reduce participation to the detriment of the program. Groups that are pushing Congress to reform crop insurance say the new data in the GAO report shows that cuts are needed more than ever. You can read our report on the GAO analysis at agripulse.com. Agencies propose how to reduce U.S. food loss and waste at COP28. As a part of the COP28 Climate Summit, USDA and the Environmental Protection Agency and Food and Drug Administration released a draft strategy on how to reduce food loss and waste with plans to execute that plan in 2024 after 30 days of public comment. The draft strategy sets four objectives. Preventing the loss of food where possible. Preventing the waste of food where possible. Increasing the recycling rate for all organic waste. And finally, supporting policies that incentivize and encourage food loss and waste prevention and organics recycling. USDA actions include investing $30 million in the composting and food waste reduction cooperative agreements, as well as expanding partnerships with the NIFA food system programs and funding additional research and development on new packaging technology that to extend the shelf life of food. To fund the actions outlined in the strategy, EPA will use the Bipartisan Infrastructure Laws Materials Management Grants and other resources available. USDA will use American Rescue Plan Act and Inflation Reduction Act funds, as well as competitive research, education, and extension funding to implement actions as appropriate to their authority. Finally, here's today's He Said It. Even President Eisenhower thought Sites Reservoir was a good idea. That California Farm Bureau President Jamie Johansen celebrating the Newsom administration's decision to fast-track permitting for the proposed water storage project. And finally, here's a correction. AgriPulse flubbed a quote from CAFB's Alexandra Beering on Monday, who actually said, quote, an acre of crops can employ dozens of people, but an acre of solar only needs one man with a squeegee. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, December 5th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.